You're tuned in to Agriculture Today. Thanks for being along with us. Well, we're going to let you know, crop producers, about new information that's been posted just very recently on the agmanager.info website out of K-State Agricultural Economics. These are the projected payments from the USDA Farm Program on 2016 crop production, and starting with wheat. Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension, among those who's been managing the numbers here and has put together a very handy interactive tool for you producers to use to reference the numbers for your county. Art, first of all, remind us of what's used to calculate these ARC County payments, and that's what encompasses most wheat producers out there in the state.
The ARC County payment is based on the revenue guarantee, which is defined as the prior five-year Olympic average county yield times the prior five-year Olympic average price. The Olympic average price is real easy to come up with. It's $6.70. I mean, you all know where wheat's at, so that's a big number. That increases the odds that you will get payments, obviously. What decreases the odds of payments if you, in those prior 5 years, you had a couple of bad yields or more, then it really beats down the revenue guarantee, even with a 670 price, coupled with the best wheat crop we've ever had, so the higher yield cuts into the payment. Having said all that, there's still a number of counties, in fact, a significant, more than I expected, that we are, in fact, estimating payments for. We sort of assume that most folks would figure that's unbelievable, but they must not be doing the math right. So in the new updated version of our maps on the website, we're giving you a lot of additional information on wheat. Where we're getting this from is the Risk Management Agency also offers a county-based insurance program, supplemental coverage option. We haven't talked about that very much. It really wasn't available at the time of sign-up, so people really didn't understand how that worked. Mm-hmm. Had you understood how that worked, you might have rethought what you picked for a program, because you could have taken the SCO and the PLC.
Which, in retrospect, might have been a better alternative.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, just taking the PLC would have been the better. Right. And you could have insured with the SCO if you wanted to keep the county-based coverage. By the way, the PLC payment for wheat, we're estimating at $1.60 a bushel, and that's per program bushel on your farm. So whatever your historical average yield has been for your farm, not county, times $1.60 times 85% of your base acres. And, of course, then we deduct for sequestration. But we do all that to the ARC payment, mm-hmm. too. So it's a wash as far as comparing the two. Anyway, with this additional information, the way we approached it is, first of all, the yields, the county yields that are out there, they're all from USDA. But that doesn't mean FSA is going to use those county yields when they determine the payments. They can set their own payments. Officially, what they do is they take the total bushels produced in the county and divide that by harvested acres plus failed acres. Those numbers come from NAS, okay? And the failed acre number comes from RMA. Now, having said all that, you know those numbers never work out quite right, and NAS has got missing yield data. And so FSA has to come up with a number somewhere. So what we've done is we've said, well, if we don't have a NAS yield, and we did use the NAS yield for calculating, estimating payments based on it, but if there was no NAS yield published in a particular county, then we go and look at the RMA yields. So we used those values to calculate the payments. If the county is a combined county, then we come up with an RMA number. And the way we get there is RMA has split all of their county yield data between irrigated and non-irrigated. But you'll notice that many times the irrigated and non-irrigated yield are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. What that tells us is that one of those practices dominates that county, and so it should represent the combined yield where FSA is doing combined yield. If that is the case, then we have an RMA combined yield. On the other hand, if it's a county that's irrigated, split between irrigated and non-irrigated, and by split, it's split by FSA, they determine that. We don't use the NAS yield. We use the RMA yield because, again, RMA has got their data already split between irrigated and non-irrigated. So we used those values to calculate the payments. And so we've got a lot more counties that were split that we now have estimates for, which we didn't have before.
But you have counties where you find the USDA NAS yield number and the RMA yield number, quite a discrepancy between the two, right?
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Yeah. Now, to be fair, and we always try to be fair, most of these yields are pretty close together. I mean, within a bushel. So
it's not all counties.
Yeah, not all counties. But I did pull off some that are running a difference of 3 bushels or more, which on wheat starts to get significant. A couple of counties that are really different. I looked at Jewell County, for example. Now, Jewell County is mostly non-irrigated wheat. But again, RMA splits their yield between irrigated and non-irrigated. And the RMA non-irrigated yield is 59 bushels. The irrigated is 70, okay? In the case of the NASH yield for winter wheat in that county, just everything lumped together, was 53 bushels. So really, the comparison you really want to make is the 53 versus the 59, because it undoubtedly is dominated by dry land numbers. But still, that's 6 bushels higher under the RMA. You don't need to get your pencil out. You'd rather have the NASH yield used to calculate your payment, because that's going to generate a bigger payment if there turns out to be one, okay? We know that for a fact. Now, over in the eastern part of the state, I found even bigger discrepancies. I'm looking at Miami County, which is it's south of Kansas City a little bit. So it's far eastern Kansas. The RMA yield, it was 66 bushels for non-irrigated, and that's what it would be. And the NASH yield is 52.8. That's a difference of 13.2 bushels. So that's a big discrepancy on wheat. And that can definitely be the difference between a payment and non-payment. Now, when you get in the eastern third of Kansas, typically most farms don't have a lot of wheat base and anything they could convert to corn, because remember, we can update the base. Most of them converted to corn or soybeans. Eastern third of Kansas has become almost pretty much corn beans. Mm-hmm. Years ago, you saw some sorghum in the eastern part of the state, but it's really flipping to corn and soybeans. And if you have wheat, it's part of a rotation or cover crop or something to graze. In fact, that's kind of an interesting question. How much of this wheat that we've got out there, even though we got reduced acres, how many of that wheat's going to be taken to harvest, and how much of it is a cover crop that's going to get planted to soybeans or grazed out, planted to grain sorghum or something? I don't know that we really have a clue at this point. There's still a lot of wheat out there. And no storage. Anyway, this is where we're at. A big price drop. If you've got a good county Olympic average yield and your yield is not too high, there will be payments. But there will be counties, frankly, that'll be no side by side, and one of them getting payments, another not. I know that's going to happen.
That's been an issue discussed
by everyone, everybody. And a lot, in most cases, when you actually take the two counties and break it apart, most of the time it comes down to how the Olympic average yield is calculated. So it's that prior five-year history that's either making it for you or killing you. But it is what it is. This is the program, and we are trying to get as accurate number as possible. And these numbers are a lot more accurate than anything we put out before, because we now have not only NAS data, but we've also got RMA data. On the corn and soybeans and the grain sorghum, we will update those too, but I'm not expecting RMA to release their numbers till about June.
And it's really, you need that background
to
really calculate anything of value here.
Yeah, with this program, it's kind of interesting. RMA is slow producing the county yield number, but see, their price number was determined back in the end of October. And the end of a year ago, at the end of June for wheat. But they're slow with the yield number. NAS comes out with the yield number faster, but they're slow with the price number, because the wheat price won't be final until the 1st of July and won't be final for corn and soybeans until the 1st of September.
What is at hand, again, is this handy tool online. And One can go to agmanager.info and simply put the cursor above the spot on the Kansas map that will give you an instant readout for that county on the estimated payments, in this case for 2016 wheat, with those payments due for distribution here this coming fall. And it really is easy to use, Art.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be quite interesting with the additional data that we're putting in that pop-up window, because you'll be able to look and see what is the difference between the NASH yield and the RMA yield in your county. I think that alone will be interesting. Even if it doesn't help you with the payment side, it's sort of an interesting thing to look at.
Wheat producers, it is out there for your use at agmanager.info. Again, look for the tab there on the front page, the estimated payments for Arc County on 2016 wheat. That'll take you right to that tool. And Art will be visiting more about estimations for the other crops as more information is availed to calculate those. Until then, many thanks for coming over.
Okay.
He's Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist with K-State Research and Extension. Agriculture Today continues after this break. This is the K-State Radio Network.